With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big old hoo-has.
All right, well, here's a controversial topic that was going viral this week, and something that you guys can chime in on, because you might know a lot about this. Did an old-school pro wrestler just admit to committing murder when he was a kid? And Marty Jannetty is the wrestler in question.
One half of the Rockers.
Yeah, he was...
Well, Shawn Michaels threw him through a barbershop window.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he was famous in the 80s and 90s as part of... The tag team, the Rockers, with Shawn Michaels. And I don't know how famous he became.
He didn't. I mean, you know.
The Rockers were a pretty big deal there for a while. But, yeah, on his own, he was good. But he was always, I mean, by his own admission, always messed up. He couldn't keep a gig, really.
Messed up drugs?
Yeah.
I didn't see his shoot interview.
That was my first exposure to high spots wrestling. The Rockers and then Flying Brian.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, I didn't know you could go up there.
But, Rockers were a play on the Rock and Roll Express, or?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
At one point, they started out as the Midnight Rockers. They were a play on both.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
God, they look like Ricky and Robert.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the point.
I don't know if you could look like Robert, you know, everywhere.
I don't know if he could look like Robert, you know, with his eyes.
Well, here's the
controversy. Only one junior.
Yeah.
Here's the controversy. In a recent Facebook post, and this has been recently taken down, Marty claimed he killed a guy when he was 13 years of age, supposedly. Reportedly, Marty was working at a bowling alley in Columbus, Georgia, and he used to buy weed from a gay coworker.
Oh.
And one day, the dude tried to pull Marty behind the building and sexually assault him, allegedly. So Marty offed him.
You want to hear a clip?
What is this from?
He's from a podcast, right? Like an interview?
The Jannetty podcast?
I believe so. Or somebody was, I don't know if this was his RF shoot.
You know, you can do a podcast with your phone now. That's why everybody has their own little podcast.
Oh, okay. So he did an interview yesterday to kind of shoot down what he'd said on Facebook.
He threw me to the ground and he's trying to take my pants down. There was a brick laying there. What do you do when you're 13? I can't say he deserved to be killed. I didn't say I killed
him. I'll say it.
He didn't. I can't say he deserved to die, but he deserved to get his beat. And when I was beating him in the head with a brick, I was only trying to beat his. I wasn't trying to kill him. Can you imagine dragging him to the river and throwing him in, and then finding out in the news this guy's missing? And you know the dude, and you know more than that. All I know, bro, is that man no other kids never had to worry about him.
What's wrong with him?
He's lived hard for a long
time.
Yeah,
it sounds like There's not a lot of cartilage in his nose.
Sounds like he lived hard right before they called.
Ain't much septum left.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, he...
Septum, damn near killed him.
So now the police are trying to look into this thing from roughly 1973.
Yeah.
So, allegedly, this is what... This was the very first time I made a man disappear, and they never found him. They should have looked in the Chattahoochee River.
Way down yonder.
Way down yonder. Columbus is damn near Alabama.
Could have happened in 1973.
So the thought is he was just screwed up again, drugs, whatever, allegedly, and he just started riffing on this podcast.
Well, no, he made it on a Facebook post where he was like breaking up with some woman or something, but he wound up telling that story in a Facebook post.
Oh, okay.
And a text version. And then he went to try to deny it in that interview Fatboy played and wound up telling the whole story about what happened. But you remember a couple years ago when he was talking about having sex with a woman he thought was his daughter?
Oh,
I know.
Gosh.
It's not fun like that one.
No, you remember he posted something on Facebook about this girl that he found that he thought that it was his daughter as far as they knew. And he met her when she was like 14 or something, and then they found out a few years later that she wasn't actually his daughter biologically.
Right.
And then he was talking about that they held out on sex because you don't do that, but now that they're not related, she's blanking hot.
Yeah.
You remember a similar story that Jake Roberts told? I forget where it was, but some girl came up and the boys were like, hey, she's good looking.
He said it in here?
No. I don't remember if it was on Beyond the Mat or some other doc, but it might have been Resurrection. He told the boys, I'm going to blank the blank out of her. And then she walks up to him and says, I'm your daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
I loved when we had him in, Jake the Snake Roberts, like for an hour, but we didn't get any good.
I know he didn't tell the hot dog story.
Yeah, it's like we'd bring up, hey, remember you told this story? Oh, yeah, but never really any big admissions of this or that.
Well, gosh, you don't want to admit to,
I forgot to tell you.
Someone's missing. Terrible.
Yeah, I imagine he don't want to tell a story about the time at the indie show where he's running around with his blank in his hand.
It was a snake. No, it might have been the hot dog story.
What if I told you I don't really have a snake? It's just a legless alligator.
It was a little baby one.
Can you believe anything that anybody says?
He don't tell the story that I've heard from a guy associated with indie wrestling. It's one of the best stories in the whole world because it's like 30 minutes long and full of impressions of Jake and various other wrestlers. But it involves Jake riding around the state of North Carolina and South Carolina and Virginia for a long weekend doing shows, smoking a bunch of crack.
I'll tell you next time I come back in.
No, I wouldn't tell him stories either, man.
Well.
Oh, boy.
Know that, you know, you get them in here, and it's, you know, you're not on attack mode. You're just like on friendly mode. You're not sitting there thinking, I want to pull this out of him so I can, you know, this will be
He made me
news.
Take a picture with him.
He did.
He was that's the first time that I've seen a celebrity. He is a celebrity. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Jake Snake, man.
Seem almost offended that a fan did not want a photo. Like, I thought he was going to pull out Damien because you didn't want a picture with him.
I don't like taking pictures.
People paid $15 for that at conventions.
I would have took a picture with Rick Jr. if I liked it. Or Natalya. I just don't like taking pictures.
You didn't take a picture with Natalya?
No.
No, she's real sweet, man.
Charlotte Flair?
This is nice.
She was nice.
No, I didn't take one with Rick Jr.
Rick Jr.
Did you take one with CM Punk?
You're terrible.
I don't think anybody took one with CM Punk.
No, he wasn't really. Like, he would stand there, but, like, you know, wouldn't really pose.
Yeah.
It was odd.
Oh, you want to? See, I don't like them. I don't like putting my arm around people. That's the weirdest thing.
It's strange. It's
like, the hip-hop dudes, they got it right. They put a leg up on the wall and grab their junk and sit there and mean mug the thing. Like, I don't want to take this picture. Hurry up. And we're all like this. Yeah.
We can do elbows.
And then the white women get down in front and put their hands underneath with a butt in the air. Like, come get it.
Picture taking is weird. There's a bunch of those pictures where I didn't put my arm around somebody because I don't like putting my arm around strangers. I don't know. I just don't like
you
doing it.
You want to put your armpit on someone.
But, yeah, it'd be like the picture of Charlotte Flair, and I don't have my arm around her. So then a bunch of dudes are on the comments like, what the hell, nah? And you're scared of her? I'm like,
what are you, G?
I just don't want to grope her, I guess. I don't know her. I don't want to touch a stranger.
Picture of us with Natalya, you are standing 3 feet away from
us. I didn't realize how far away I was in that one.
Why do women do that? And then they'll do the boob thing where they touch boobs or that, like they're kissing each other.
I'm social distancing, Matt. Give me a break.
I'm sorry. Yeah, they'll do that or they'll look like somebody said something funny and they're just laughing. The cameraman said something funny.
Yeah.
That's hey, whore. Hammer
can't
says
my
sale.
Headphone. How do I tighten these things up?
Push them down. It's falling down.
It does. There it goes.
Maybe you should get a bigger head.
All right.
My favorite thing that happens it's in impossible. Pictures is when people take selfies pretending that they're asleep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are you doing?
Pillow we selfies. Knew a guy who did that, and he lived alone. And it's like, who took the picture? Your damn dog?
Yeah, and then the guy I knew who gave himself a fake girlfriend, he would take selfies of himself sleeping and act like she did it, and then he'd write captions on the pictures like she did it.
Guess what? That's the guy I'm talking about.
Oh, he went full method because he got mad, too.
He did.
All right, well, forget couples massage. If you ever had that done, there's something even better. There's a new trend out there, and this is a trend in plastic surgery. There's something called genital matchmaking, where couples are getting their genitalia altered to be more compatible.
Oh, I thought you meant like they're going to look like each other.
Right. Well.
It's got paired up with a doorknob.
Ruh-roh. So a man might have his junk enlarged so he would fit his wife a little better. Or she might be rejuvenated down there, if you know what I mean. Like she's packing.
Okay, so if you get this done, you got to go with who's got the bigger one first, right? Because they got to be accommodated. So you're going to have some women walking around with some big blankies?
No, I don't know how you would work that.
You mean up top?
No, I mean like.
Oh, you were saying.
So if he would big have blankie. It enlarged to fit blankie. Her, or she might be rejuvenated down there.
What does that mean?
That means tightened up.
Oh, okay. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that all the time.
Okay.
I'm surprised you haven't had it done yet.
What do they do with whatever they cut off?
I don't know how they do it.
Silly putty's made out of.
We need it.
Wait, silly putty.
What did they do with what silly they cut putty. Off? Is that your question?
Yeah, but
it's medical waste.
Okay. Is it like when they, you know, when your pillow comes out of the pillow slip just a little bit and then you shove it back in?
You mean the pillowcase?
Oh.
Pillow slip.
Slip cover?
It's pillowcase.
It is a pillowcase. You can't call it a pillow and then say that other thing. Right. No, I don't know how the procedure goes. I don't know exactly what's involved in that procedure. I have no idea. You'd have to ask the surgeon.
Yeah.
It's like if you get, you know, a sandwich for lunch and it's a little messy. You know, you put it back in the bun.
Okay.
Is it like that?
I mean, if it looks like a triple whopper, you should see a doctor.
Up to your own imagination.
Yeah,
you
use your imagination.
I got one.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Hey, Montana.
You're using it right now in all the wrong ways.
Using it kicking your ass.
Well, someone
only way you kick my ass.
All over town.
They spotted dynamite in a car, but it turned out to just be a beef stick. This happened in Greensburg, Kansas. The police got a call in the afternoon about someone who thought there was a stick of dynamite in a parked car. So the police and fire department went out, rushed to the scene, and the dynamite turned out to be a beef stick and a wrapper.
Oh, man.
That sounds like a rapper name, actually. Yo, what up? I'm Beef Stick.
I had a big Macho Man Beef Stick this morning. You seen those?
Yeah. No. You snap into it?
Oh, yeah. Macho Man Slap.
Oh, yeah. The big. I've seen them. I haven't had them, though.
Oh, they're good.
Man, I go to a gas station on my way home sometimes. It still has one of the old school wooden Macho Man Slim Jim things. Dude, I want
steal it for me. I want one.
I'm not going to steal it off his counter. I'm not going to jail over you. But it's
some
sitting,
you are.
Sitting right by the dang register if you want to steal it yourself. But, man, I'd buy it from the dude if he'd sell it.
I'm not a thief. I would not do that.
I go in there, and the owner's in there sometimes, man. I just, if I ever have money and he's in there, I might ask if I can buy it.
You better go today.
I might.
Don't go tomorrow.
I want one of those and an R2-D2 cooler. I don't even care about Star Wars.
Yeah,
those just look cool.
Yeah.
Well, if you're thinking about...
I'm going to buy a convenience store and live in it.
You should. If you're thinking about hosting a party right now, I can give you some tips on having a pandemic party.
Bow mats.
If you can handle that. Here's some tips for you. Serve individual drinks as well, like, you know, cans of soda, beer, instead of that big vat of punch.
Oh, it's supposed to be in a bathtub.
That's PJ.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Don't do that. The thought of that now makes me sick, and I haven't drank it in forever.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing is that you can get real booze now.
Yeah, but this stuff was good. It's like we were making redneck sangria.
Mm-hmm.
We'd cut up fruit in it, everything.
Wow, that's good.
But you're still drinking out of somebody's bathtub.
Well,
that's the problem is whose house we drank it, their bathtub we drank it out of.
And they've been waffle stomping in there.
It's been purple forever.
It's, you know.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh.
Well, here's something that's...
Again, it's like being in a swimming pool. When you get in a swimming pool, you put a lot of faith in those other people to wipe good.
Oh, there's chlorine in there.
There's still. Would you if you knew? No.
Well, I don't...
Drink PJ out of a swimming pool?
No.
No, I'm talking about when you go swimming, you put a lot of faith in those other people to clean themselves
well.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, what do you think when they see us coming in our trunks?
They just leave.
They leave. Grab their towels and going to the pool. Run.
Well, they wait until we take our shirts off, then they leave.
They're like, I've had enough.
Hey, lady, put a bra on.
The bearded lady at the pool. I love it.
I want some Arby's now.
All right, so don't do a buffet. That's the biggest thing. Because, you know, the communal bowl is just really gross right now.
Yeah.
People double dipping in this. Just, you can't have that.
I love the idea of buffets, but yeah, I haven't been to one in many years because other people.
What do you mean? You want one all to yourself?
Well, I love the idea of buffets, and it would be great, but other people, you know, they mess it up. You see them come in, and the first thing they do is handle money, and then they never go to the bathroom. They just go grab a plate and start dipping food out.
You don't want a lazy Susan?
And like, man,
the
I know
handle.
You,
yeah, handle.
And you'll see like dudes off, came off a job site, like with like orange, red dirt hands, and you know they've been in Port-a-John several times today already, and they don't wash their hands, and they're like just going and getting into the food, and it's not good to do.
Grabbing the rolls with their hands.
Yeah.
Nine says, F the blue collar man.
Yeah, you said that.
You don't want a lazy Susan like they had on Curb, where she wouldn't let Larry sit in the nice seat because she thought his ass was bleeding?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes.
All right, so here's the big thing. Hold your party outdoors.
You.
Social distance.
Have you been outside here lately? It's hot or raining all the time.
But that's, you know.
Don't have no party then.
It either feels like it's 106 degrees or it's raining. There's no in between right now.
The sunshine will help kill the virus.
That's why I didn't see you at the protest.
Yeah, yeah. My neighbors had a party last Saturday. Like, it started like 2 in the afternoon. I'm looking like, man, it's hot. Y'all go in the house.
Do protesters have after parties?
They like should.
After protest parties?
Maybe. Some of them probably do.
Yeah.
Well, at least the ones who are woke fishing, who are just down there trying to get laid, they're trying to go to the after party.
Yeah, they're all about that.
What do you mean? The woke fishing?
Yeah, we did the story on it.
Yeah, I know, but no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, it's where you pretend to care about a cause or something, or you're just trying to meet chicks.
Oh. Well, like church.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yes. Well. Give you a ding.
Social media. All right, so let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Mike Trout.
Oh, this is his favorite song.
Is it?
Yeah.
I
think Fat Boy's a Blake Shelton fan, but he'll never admit it. Never.
So? I like doing his voice. That's fun.
Do that on a Fussin' next week. Blake Shelton.
Mike Trout.
I know that. Mike Trout is, you know why I know that? I know that. He's 29.
I think he is 29. I was going to say the same thing. I'm going to stick with it.
5'2 guy, 28.
Mike Trout is 29. And Charlize Theron.
Awesome.
She's a good actress.
Yeah.
She really
is.
She was at her best in 2 days in the Valley.
She's good.
She's naked the whole time.
She's good looking, man. And she seems like she got a personality, but she's one of those women that kind of talks about farting a lot and like bathroom habits.
That's great.
Why is it fine if you do it, but not her?
Compatible.
Because you're a woman. You got to have some standard.
Well, why?
Well, if she's having sex with us, she don't.
No, she's definitely no. But I'm saying, why would she have to be above everything if, you know, if she farts, she can admit it, have fun with it.
No, you can't. That's the double standard if you're a hot woman. I don't want to hear about all that. It's going to ruin it.
You think she loves it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of see, not to maybe that point, but like, you know.
Of course you don't.
Okay. You know, I don't know who peed in your gross oatmeal that you eat. Over
he
there.
Ain't been right since I figured out he stole stuff out of that package he opened.
Oh, I didn't steal nothing. I think you guys did and blamed it on me.
Charlize Theron or Theron, I don't care how you say it. She's 45 today.
I was going to say 45. I'm going to stick with it.
All right, 47.
She's 45 today.
God. She's like hell.
I was going to say
look at my papers. Look at my everything.
Yeah, he's just got stuff up about wings
look
and stuff. And there's his nipples.
I just revealed my shirt.
All right. David Duchovny.
Ooh. Mother Blanca.
What did he do besides, not talking down on him, but what did he do besides X-Files? Anything else that stands out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, Californication.
Yeah, he's in Californication where he had the big, and he was in that movie Evolution that was pretty funny.
Californication was a great show. There was so much nudity, and it was funny.
Yeah.
I think that X-Files hit the mainstream the way it did to just kind of counterbalance all the stuff that was originally going to be talked about.
But it made a lot of people think about that stuff too.
Yeah, it did. But a lot of times, like when it comes to dark, hidden agendas of even our own government, you know, they'll be called Project This, whatever that. But like, there's a show now, it's on the CW or whatever, called Roswell.
Yeah.
So when you go to Google and put in Roswell, it's all about that show, and it's like page three when you get to Roswell, New Mexico. So it's like they give it the same name to reveal it, but screw up the algorithm on Google.
Yeah.
Do we got some kind of connection, supernatural? Because in the X-Files reboot, they came to Spartanburg to investigate something.
Yeah, they did.
You know where that portal is that's opening up.
Yeah.
I will say.
In your shorts.
Thank you. It's Paige's last name. I will say, you know that's funny. I got to be honest with you and tell you I forgot.
Oh, it's David Duchovny.
Okay, 53. I'm going to be quick from here on out.
58.
57, he played college basketball,
He's
too.
He's 60 today. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. Look, I'm not a cheater. I had the right answer right there, and I didn't say it correctly. Thank you. I'm dyslexic. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Yeah.
You guys are great!
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
I love how they slam on people. It's always the best.
Good show, man.
Thank God for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3. Rocks.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Look at the camera. It's right there. These are real Facebook arguments screenshot by a lot of you. And I would encourage you, if you see a funny Facebook argument, screenshot it, whatever the past tense is.
Do something with it.
And email it to the riseguys at AOL.com. As always, names have been changed to protect the innocent. The guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Scene one. Playing the role of Candy K will be 9. Playing the role of Lonnie Lou will be freaking me. And playing the role of Darnell, of course, will be Fat Boy. And action.
Lonnie Lou, you a nasty-ass bastard. You in big trouble.
What the hell are you talking about?
You going to jail for smacking me. I got a whelp on my face.
Well, I'm calling a damn lawyer for a post you just put up trying to slanderize me.
I got proof you nasty. I'm talking about pictures and videos. Go ahead and try to buck, and I'll post them on here. I mean all of them.
Well, I got nothing to damn hide. I don't know what you think you got. But do whatever. You going down when I call a lawyer later today?
I'll be damned. You trash. Probably got a disease from blanking all them whores you run with. We know you don't wrap it up, so you dying a slow death anyway.
Huh. Whatever. Must be all the damn time of the month for you again, huh? Huh? Or side effects from probably being too damn fat to bang.
You know what? I might be big, but I'm not ugly or nasty like you. Your feet stink. You wear the same clothes 3 days in a row. And you don't shower. And on top of that, you broke. I bought everything you damn own.
Well, and buy me some new clothes and quit bitching.
You ain't worth my time.
Every time you turn around, it's your damn birthday.
Oh, plus I know you slept with my niece. You think I wasn't going to find out? Just turned 21. You had to hit it, didn't you?
Whatever. Just keep spreading rumors.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about it because you know it's true. Both y'all deserve each other.
Are you talking about the actual one, the other damn person that is bigger than you? And you think I'd hit that? 4 crying laughing emojis.
Oh, don't you try to play anything with a pulse and a blankie and you all about it.
You know what? You go ahead and call the damn cops. I'm going to show them this post and all the damn lies in it, and then we'll see what happens then.
Oh, you a clown. A whole damn family is clowns. You do drugs. You snitch. You worthless. 4 clown emojis.
Huh. worthless. At least I don't look like I escaped damnation. Go lose 400 pounds, you fat blank.
You know what? I'm about to lose damn 180 pounds when I kick you out of my house.
You, yeah, you mean out of that old-ass trailer, it smells like cat blank?
Bitch, I put you in a house the last two times we rented under my name. Don't get it twisted. I'm done with you. You broke anyway.
You broke? You can't even pay your damn light bill, insurance, sale, nothing. You broke one. Go run around that damn park and lose some weight, you fat ass.
You buy as useless as blanks on the boar hog. You know that?
The blanks on the damn boar hog look better than yours do, I bet.
You go to your mama's house to wash those nasty feet, you janky crackhead.
Maybe my feet stink, but you know what? Because you put them under your damn blankets.
You keep talking. I got this video. I'm going to post it.
You ain't got Jack Blank. There ain't no video. I can't wait. To my lawyer sees this. You done. Three crying, laughing emojis.
Okay, why have you been over in the tape then with somebody behind you? I'll wait.
Dude, what is she talking about? Is she for real?
Man, hell no. If it's real, I'd be the dude behind another dude. This is dumb.
You just said you'd be behind another dude on the video?
Come on, man. You know the hell I meant.
I know what the hell you said.
There ain't no damn video.
All you nasty-ass clothes are in the yard. You come get them or don't.
Well, at least they smell better on you, at least. Huh.
And same.
Good Lord.
Where in the world did that come from?
I don't know how these actors do that stuff where you get a particular... That's where they say like they have to walk around all day talking in that character voice or dressing like that. You got to live it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had to literally keep my mouth like this.
Yeah, I know. I was pushing my tongue up in my throat in the back part so I could talk like that.
Your feet stink. Your feet stink.
It was something to look at. Oh, boy.
We're at facebook.com/riseguys. Put your favorite current emoji down in the comments below. Yes. That'd be fun.
You're not the one you use the most, the one you like the best.
Yeah, we don't need to see eggplant and peach. And doo-doo.
No, do something better.
Something else.
There's all kind of stuff. There's one for lotion on there.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
One for a basket.
Don't put that with the eggplant for sure. No,
that's why I know there's one for lotion.
Scene two. Playing the role of Helena will be 9. Playing the role of Bryce will be 5. Playing the role of Monty will be freaking me. And playing the role of Ken will be Paige. And action.
Helena posts a picture of a small puppy wrapped in a fleece blanket with the following caption. Well, smiley face emoji, fingers crossed emoji. We got us another one, ain't he cute?
Cough, cough. Puppy meal much?
Well, how about you drink a big glass to shut the F up every time I post a pic of my poops? You say that. Pups, not poops. Ha ha, beat you to it.
I was about to say. Camera with flash emoji, doo-doo emoji.
You was not about to say nothing. Like I said 11 days ago, I will not block you, Bryce. I'm not a fan of censorship. But, and before you say it, I know you're going to say, Helena, I'm just being funny or making joke. But people will see puppy mill and turn me into animal investigations. And it's just you being foolish. But people go hard about puppy mills and they should. But all my dog's got paper, so you can joke. But stop saying that, okay?
Yeah, I see Helena's point. Also, I laughed hard when you said pics of my poops instead of by mistake, but when you meant pics of my pups. I sneezed, not laughed, right all over my uniform damn shirt. Damn it. But yeah, Bryce, you might want to chill on that.
Okay, several things here, Monty. You just said you laughed so hard, you sneezed, not laughed. Let's not let that one go. The thought of the act of sneezed, not laughing, it's a wonder you didn't dislocate your neck. Ouchie Wawa, you okay there, new friend?
Yeah, thanks, LOL. Hey, look, I'm see straight now.
Okay, great. And Helena, well, I totally understand your point, but I said it once, and you said it 4 times now. If you're in fear of PETA, LOL.
Yeah, Bryce, you know, Helen is right. Animals have better vigilantes and activities than people do. Have you seen that Netflix doc about killing cats?
Monty, for the love of Dale, Senior, stop!
Oh, no, I won't spoil it for you, but this guy puts out this video of him air quoting, you know, killing supposed cats, and people go mad and they go crazy, and somebody GPSed his house. It's really good.
I know what it's about. That's my point. He's saying puppy mill this, puppy mill that, and you're talking about killing cats. I don't need this drama. So please stop or I'll have disability comments.
Now, that's two more times you said it, but who's keeping count? Sideways laughing emoji.
Yeah, Helena, you got mad at me too, but you're the one that said killing cats yourself in the previous comment.
I don't kill cats myself.
Oh, you got someone to do that for you?
I see what you did there, Bryce.
What do you mean, Monty? Please explain, LOL.
Don't answer him, Monty. Yeah, I saw the doc, and yeah, I'm just going to take this pic down. I don't want weird people searching that awful stuff on Google and it linking to my Facebook, you know?
Hey, guys. I'm new to this group. Name's Ken. Can someone lead me to the poop pics?
Insane.
That was fun.
Pup pics turned to poop pics.
It did, man. That was
you awesome. Damn phone you. Making her talk all dirty.
They didn't talk about poop.
Yeah. Oh, but I could see where that would be, you know, you don't want people to Google those words.
No.
And then see this and then that.
That's bad for you.
We're live. On Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Favorite emoji currently down below. I bet there's a bunch of aliens.
Oh.
Aliens. Dynamite.
Yep.
There's a bunch of banana peach and blood drop.
Lightning boats.
Yep.
Scene 3. Playing the role of Trish, of course, will be Fatboy.
Trish.
Playing the role of Johnson will be freaking me. And playing the role of Tallywhacker
of course.
Will be 9. Playing the role of Becky will be Paige. And action.
OMG, you guys. I can't even believe how rude people are. Just that blanket blank nuts. And I am one mad bitch right now. So I had a coffee and a donut, and it was like 5:04, but I only had 5. But, you know, if you got to go to the gas station, they usually have those free pennies. So I was like, can I get the 4 blanking cents from those pennies in the jar on the counter? And then she's like, no, those are our tips. Like, WTF, you gonna pass up selling me $5 worth of stuff over 4 cents?
WTF, why would they do something like that?
Why wouldn't they do it?
You know, when I first arrived in America, I began to hear people say the customer is always right.
I don't think that counts when the customer is stealing your tips.
Oh, you can't even steal 4 cents. It's 4 cents. Don't be ridiculous.
I sure as hell wouldn't let you make change out of my tip jar.
And I believe I may spit on your donut.
Everybody knows you're an ass blank.
No, I mean you ain't even making change in the tip jar. You're flat out stealing their tips to buy your food.
I am not. I had $5 and I needed 4 cents.
Yeah, but so you were stealing 4 cents from their tips to buy your food.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
No way. He's totally right, dude. I saw some movie one time where people were stealing from banks like a penny or two at a time, and they made like $1 million.
Supposing Trish did it millions of times, she would stand to make a lot of money, but it's 4 cents one time. That's just helping out another person.
Well, if those kids at Blank and Blank Nuts did that for everyone who came in without money, they'd be all broke and Blank and Blank Nuts would be out of business.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Well, who died and made you the King of England?
My being from the UK has nothing to do with this, so don't bother bothering.
Didn't they used to cut thieves' hands off over there?
I haven't the vaguest idea. I'm 22 and I've lived here since I was 16.
Well, guess what? It ain't too late for you to go back.
You know, perhaps if more people in America were inclined to help one another, things would be better here.
Yeah, you call it helping, but it looks like y'all want some communist donuts.
Yeah, watch out. The old man is going to try and make this about politics.
You're the one who did that, not me.
How the blank did I do that? Y'all's conversation did that. I wasn't even commenting because I was busy.
How does 4 cents for a donut turn into communism?
Just trying to get something for yourself, but making somebody else pay for it, that's communism.
No, it's 4 cents.
It's communism.
Don't be ridiculous.
Damn, man. Like, I couldn't give them the 4 cents when I go back on Friday morning after I buy a check, guys, man.
So you want to finance a donut?
And see.
These were real Facebook arguments, screenshot by you, the P1s. As always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. RiseRadio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
Thanks to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, all of that stuff. Hopefully you had a good time. We did.
Yeah, we did. We had a damn good time.
Today was good. Make sure you join us Monday if you missed the FOF line, 864-241-4318. We'll get that, a compilation of that on for you Monday, as well as the sack. You can email us, theriseguys@aol.com.
Yeah, why don't you do it before you get to having too much fun over the weekend?
We're going
to
do a worst of tomorrow morning?
Hell yeah.
All right, 6 until 10 for that, and then back at it Monday. Paige will rock you at work next. Fat Boy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. Be safe. It is good. Tickle it.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rise. Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.